Previously on Dear Bastard. The neighbours had a difficult start to the year.
I am making efforts to fix the problem myself. Hopefully it will be working before the freezing night comes down on us once again.
Barry and Jill were forced into unexpected home repairs.
Barry is researching the principle of force majeure, which I'm convinced applies to this incident.
Other residents took a dim view of their efforts.
Do not touch it before it has been fixed.
Rolene began to feel the heat.
I will note that while I am a professional and qualified yoga practitioner, I consider hot yoga a perverted scam and thus will be unable to continue my practice until the boiler is fixed. Most irritating.
And Robbie's livelihood was on the line after he failed to sell flat 3.
I have been instructed by Mr. Gupta to withdraw the property for sale from Frobisher's estate agents. Mr. Robert Gold has been informed.
Dear bastards!
Welcome back to Chekhov Gardens. Episode 1. The Sun, the Moon, and the Truth.
March 2nd, 2020. For the attention of the residents of 17 Chekhov Gardens, Didminster, DB270W, CC Mr. Niall Gupta. In re, Sailor Flat 3, 17 Chekhov Gardens. I hereby confirm that the above flat 3, 17 Chekhov Gardens, has been sold via private treaty to Bartholomew Inc., a US Virgin Islands corporation. Subject to the particulars and conveyancing, it is proposed that the title will pass to the shareholders of Bartholomew Inc. on June 1st, 2020. Once the title has been transferred and the new resident moved in, you will be invited to a meeting at our offices to review the governance of the shared property. In the interim, I would like to pass on the thanks of Mr. Niall Gupta for your forbearance during the aborted sale of the property through Frobisher's estate agents and the inconvenience certain incidents may have caused. As an act of goodwill, Mr. Gupta has agreed to donate the sum of £70 to the Common Fund. An updated statement of accounts pending his payment is attached. Should you have any questions or concerns, please contact me directly or via my secretary. All best, Daphne Fairclough, LLB, LLM, DIP, Mediation, Partner, Property, Arbitration, Insolvency, Tort, Young, Hill, Thistle and French, LLP.
Dear Robbie, sorry to hear that you've left Frobisher's after failing to sell flat 3, and thank you for letting us know that you intend on selling your property on the open market as soon as is practicable. Assuming you're able to shift it in these uncertain times, we will be sad to bid you farewell. However, we do not appreciate the attitude that you have displayed in your emails, or the insulting coarse language you have used. Barry and I do not consider ourselves bastards, you should be ashamed of yourself. On a related note, your failure to find a buyer for flat 3 should not be laid at our doors. If you're unable to sell property as an estate agent, perhaps you should retain in some other profession that doesn't revolve around salesmanship. Nevertheless, in the spirit of moving on, Barry and I will happily help facilitate the sale of your property in any way we can. We are willing to help, but also waiting on your apology. Best wishes, Jill.
Hello, my friends, and Robbie. Are you well? I am well, considering the circumstances. I find myself agreeing with the bulk of Jill's email, which speaks volumes about how negative the atmosphere in our shared home has begun. Robbie, I appreciate that you are frustrated, and I too would like to help however I can. If you would like to pop down to the stoop or patio later to relax under my solar-powered sad lamp, I'll be more than happy to counsel you on the next steps of your flat, your career, and of course your shattered sense of self. Do not be disheartened. Yes, your once promising career may have ended in a humiliating failure, but life must go on. As C.S. Lewis, one of my favorite theologians, once put it, failures are fingerposts on the road to achievement. Very, very appropriate for your situation. Warm salutations, Rolene.
Polite notice. Dear fellow residents, it gives me great sadness to see the rancor that exists between us as a community at 17 Chekhov Gardens. It particularly bothers me to see Robbie laid so low, and Jill and I can only apologize, yet again, for anything we did that may have contributed to your crushing failure to sell Flat 3. Turning indeed to the topic of Flat 3, my friends, times are changing, and globalization is encroaching on every frontier, even here in our humble community. That the empty flat has been sold to an anonymous foreign entity is a testament to a sad reality. The precious creed that an Englishman's home is his castle has been trampled underfoot by unfeeling geopolitics and remorseless commerce. The race to the bottom is well underway. Corners are being cut. Risks are being taken. And now a pandemic is marching towards us from the Orient. The barbarians are rattling our gates at last. Best wishes, Barry.
Everyone, I don't plan on being in this flat for much longer, but since I'm still here for now, I think I should set the record straight on a few matters. Jill, I did not leave Frobisher's. I was sacked when Mr. Gupta sold his flat via private treaty. I would have been able to sell it for well over the asking price if certain individuals, including yourself, hadn't done their best to make this house uninhabitable, and I would now be taking legal action if I could afford it. Luckily for you, since I've lost my job, I cannot. Rolene, my career is not over. The failure was not mine, and my sense of self is not shattered. I'm happy to come down to your patio and explain this in detail, but I cannot guarantee you a relaxed conversation. All this said, what's done is done, and all I can do is get on with it. My plan is still to sell my own flat on my own initiative as soon as possible. I'm hoping an online sale at slightly below market rate will shift it before this disgusting Chinese flu kills us all off. Cheers, Robbie XOX.
Folks, I'm also a bit unsettled to read that this flat has been sold to some mystery foreign tax-dodging operation, and that we have no idea who's behind it or who might be moving in. Guess we'll have to wait and see, but I'm not optimistic. Meanwhile, let's all keep our hair on about this coronavirus, please. Based on the sites I follow, as opposed to the scaremongering corporate media, it sounds like a typically unpleasant flu that's been blown out of proportion, probably to cover up ingrained mafia-style corruption in the Italian anticoagulants market. I give it 2 weeks before all our eyes are opened. Be watchful, Trevor. P.S. Robbie, I'll be sorry to see you go, I suppose. Don't worry about losing your ag with us. I've been called a bastard more than once in my time. I won't speak for Jill on that skill.
Hello, my friends. Are you well? I'm reasonably well, although I am observing the advance of the coronavirus across Europe with increasing alarm. It is all too reminiscent of 28 Days Later, a film I would recommend were it not for its dreadful resonance. I am not a pessimist, I am a pragmatist, and therefore I intend to be prepared for every eventuality. I have thus reviewed the section of the house rules outlining my responsibilities as chair of the Residents Association during major disasters including but not limited to flood, famine, extreme weather and other acts of unknowable entity it refers to as God. My obligations are clear. Chief among them is to ensure that all residents are as well informed as possible. To that end, I have set up Google alerts for several words connected to this virus, including coronavirus, wet market, and mucus, and created a Gmail forwarding rule that will send fresh results to your inboxes instantaneously. Please suggest other terms via email. Meanwhile, regarding the sale of flat 3, I've copied Daphne into this email so she can offer more information about the shady so-called entity that for some reason wishes to maintain a flat in a market town in southern England. Remember, in the words of Buddha, there are three things that cannot be long hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth. Namaste, Rolene.
Dear sender, thank you for your message. Please note that I do not work on Monday afternoons, Wednesday mornings, or Thursdays. Also, due to pandemic-related work-from-home measures, my response will be delayed. If you have any questions, please contact my colleagues Madge Smith and Cheryl Cassowary. Please note that they also work from home on flexible part-time hours. Regards, Daphne Fairclough.
All. I've taken Daphne out of copy because her peculiar working arrangements are a nightmare, to the point where I'm considering reporting her out-of-office messages as spam. Instead, I took the initiative to phone her office and put our questions to Madge Smythe, who refused to give me any more details, citing what she referred to as attorney-client privilege. She instead advised me to try Mr. Gupta, who I've CC'd in here. In the meantime, I share Aline's sense of concern about this mystery disease, and I would remind you all to get a flu jab, wash your hands, eat plenty of fruit and roughage, and pay close attention to the news. On which point, Raleen, please turn off your mucus emails, which are already clogging up my Yahoo inbox. Disgusting. Jill.
Mrs. Fenelon, as far as I'm concerned, selling that flat to the highest bidder as quickly as possible was the obvious course of action. I don't give a shit who'll be moving in, and until they show up, it's none of your business anyway. And for what it's worth, the buyer contacted my solicitor, not me, and they bought the place via an offshore tax vehicle. Before you jump to conclusions, this is not illegal, yet. I have checked. Anyway, as Miss Fairclough told you, I'm making a parting donation to the Common Fund. It'll be arriving shortly. You're welcome. And do not email me again. Niall Gupta.
Gupta, as far as I'm concerned, you lost me my job. You directly contacted my bosses and told them about the sale of your property behind my back. I am now jobless because of you, and I have to sell my own home in order to make ends meet. And as for the £70 worth of book tokens you've donated to the Common Fund, that's a slap in the face to everyone. It takes some nerve, given some of the people you've installed in that flat over the years. Before you let it out to a mad American who fucked the heating and projectile vomited meat down the hallway, we had those Airbnb Brazilians with their strange hooting noises, and before that, Gabby with her yowling child. On top of which, I might point out that the circumstances around the death of the previous tenant, Marjorie, were never fully resolved, as far as I'm concerned. Am I right in remembering you bought the flat off her son? Anyway, for the attention of my soon-to-be former neighbours, two things. I'm using an online estate agent function to sell the flat. It is on sale by private treaty. You can find it on Rightmove and Zoopla, so please share it about. And on this flu thing, I agree with Trevor. People are losing the rung on themselves, and we don't need to hop on the bandwagon. Cheers, Robbie.
Delivery to the following recipients failed permanently. Funky Gupta, at excite.com. Google tried to deliver your message but it was rejected. Error 550.5.1.1. The email account that you tried to reach does not exist.
Dear Robbie, glad to hear you still have it in you to take the initiative on your flat. I have circulated it on the Tennis Club members' email bulletin, so cross your fingers. Meanwhile, a message regarding the coronavirus. News from Italy, and indeed from our own shores, has convinced me that we will, in fact, be housebound for some time as we pull together to flatten the spread and stop the curve. I have read online this was foretold by the great Nostradamus in one of his chilling prophecies. As Jill and I stock up on our tins of tomatoes and tubs of caraway seed, I've picked out a piece of poetry for us all to reflect upon. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. Take heart, neighbours. Yours sincerely, Barry.
Barry, the virus has not yet been reported in our part of Kent, and on that basis, I am not planning to abide by this so-called guidance until the government tells me I have no choice. Frankly, I don't think they've got the balls. Also, thanks for spreading the word about the flat listing. Interest is picking up, and I've arranged some online viewings to get the process moving as quickly as possible. As they're online, I don't think any of you'll be able to cock them up, but if you see me walking the hallways with a camera, please try and stay out of my way. Cheers, Robbie XOX.
Folks, having been pretty confident in my 2 weeks prediction, I'm now retracting it based on what I'm seeing on the 24-hour news channels. As you all know, I am a perennially sick person with various ongoing conditions. I therefore consider myself to be in the high-risk category and do not want to hear anybody coughing in the hall outside my door. If you do cough while standing too close to me and I can contract a pathogen from you, it could expose you to a charge of grievous bodily harm. Do not think for a minute that I will hesitate before calling the police. So as per the government's rules, stay in your homes, or else. Rolene, that includes you. Stay off that patio. Any aerosol droplets you exhale, including in the form of weed smoke, could easily permeate our sash windows, some of which are less than perfectly sealed. Cheers, Trevor.
Hello, my friends. Are you well? I remain well, I'm happy to say. Trevor, I will certainly be staying within my home. And as you well know, by all sensible legal and practical definitions, that includes my private stoop, or otherwise known as porch, or patio, as you guys like to say. I have reviewed the rules on the government website, and as far as I'm concerned, when I'm told to stay in my home, that includes being able to step outside for fresh air and to cleanse out any toxins there may be. If you don't want to inhale anything from outside, I advise that you keep your windows shut. If you're looking for a sealant, I will happily sell some of the extremely versatile art resin I work with in my studio. It is $19.99 a tube, and lots of vibrant colours are available. Jill, it was lovely to chat while you stood up on your balcony earlier looking so full of life. Sorry again for my joke about you enjoying talking down to me. Having seen the face you made, I've left a jar of homemade damson jam on the front steps for you to collect as a peace offering. Remember, happiness and friendship are like jam. You can't spread even a little without getting some on yourself. Warm salutations and socially distanced love, Rolene.
All. I've been following the coronavirus developments around the country with great interest. Unfortunately, the short-term forecast seems nothing short of dire. Nevertheless, I still maintain that if everyone does as they're told and stays inside for as long as it takes, we'll be out of the woods sooner rather than later. However, because people are so often incapable of following rules or simply don't care about them, as evidenced by the lot of carryings on in this building over the last couple of years, we are where we are. I heard on Radio 4 that we're being encouraged to participate in something called the NHS Clap. I think this will be a fantastic way to demonstrate our support for the National Health Service in its darkest hour. I encourage us all to take part in the first one this Thursday. I'll bring a stock pot and a wooden spoon to make as much noise as I can. See you all, or hear you, on the doorstep at 8 sharp. Best wishes, Jill.
Jill, this is a crazy idea. I, for one, will not be opening my door to stand on my doorstep clapping at nothing like a sad water park dolphin. In any case, the NHS doesn't need a round of applause from the likes of us. They need higher wages and better personal protective equipment. Cheers, Trevor. P.S. By the doorstep, do you mean the doorway to your flat or the front steps of the house? If it's the latter, you could be in danger of violating the new lockdown laws. Nota bene.
Hello, my friends. Are you well? I am so well. Lockdown may be a challenge, but I for one am enjoying the chance to recenter myself in the comfort and solace of my own home. I've decarbonized my kiln, recategorized my ceramics and textiles, and I even found the time to start a weekly Zoom quiz, Rolene's Riddles. The link is below, it's free to enter, and I now have up to 7 regular participants. Play along at home if you like. Jill, I think the clap sounds like a wonderful communal endeavor in this moment of enforced solitude. As the old African proverb goes, you can't beat a drum with just one finger. Very appropriate for this instance, ne? I will be there on Thursday on my private stoop, patio or porch, whatever you want to call it, i.e. in my home, with my Buddhist singing bowl. You have remarked before on the noise it makes, so clearly it is up to the task. Warm salutations and lots of socially distanced love, Rolene.
You have one new message received today at 8:01 a.m.
Jill, the clap is at 8 p.m., not 8 a.m. If you do not close the front door and return to your flat immediately, I will call the police.
Thanks for listening to Dear Bastard, written and directed by Andrew Naughty and Paul McCain. Daphne Fairclough was played by Amy Gilbrook. Barry Fenlon was played by Lewis Moore. Jill Fenlon was played by Sophie Handy. Robbie Gold was played by Rory Matheson. Trevor McNamara was played by Sebastian Romaniuk. Rolene Van Ouse was played by Lorianne Clements. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, search for Dear Bastard Podcast, or follow the Linktree links in the episode bio. And please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.